Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Saw the Hoosier women to the court tonight, the Holman Civic Center over in Terre Haute, where Coach Terry Morin was there 4 years before, as you know, arriving here. Hoosiers looking for win number 6 tonight, coming off that solid effort they had against Georgia Tech last out, a game where they actually shut the Yellow Jackets out the final 4-0-6, taking advantage there big time. Junior Alexis Gassion on, that kind of a role that she embraces, and that's scoring the ball. And going into tonight's game with the 6 Sycamores, Alexis has scored in double figures in 5 games, including 3 of the last 4.
Coach just always praises to push on offense, just push. You know, she doesn't want to settle for plays, so, you know, she's given us a little bit more freedom. And, you know, she's trusting Tyra to, you know, make smart plays and push the ball up.
Got the green light to shoot that that big ball, huh?
Well, I mean, yeah, it goes both ways. I still like getting rebounds playing defense, but, you know, yeah, I got to have that scorer's mentality, you know. Got to get buckets. Last year, I feel like we settled more for just running plays. You know, this year, coach just wants to get it and go, you know, kick the ball up and, you know, attack first, get fouls called.
How about your defensive side of the ball? Coach always preaches, and she always will, you know, hey. Aggressive defense, rebounding. I mean, you fill both of those lines out.
There's always room for improvement. You know, that's what we're working on. But, you know, we're getting there.
Well, that is Alexis Gassion averaging over 12 points and 6 rebounds going into this Indiana State game tonight at 7 o'clock. Well, we'll be at Yogi's tonight. IU men's and women's swim coach Ray Luz joining us for a little conversation, along with HT journalist, columnist for Indiana football, Andy Graham, not only talking bowl, but basketball on the high school beat for the fellas. We'll start a little past 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, while the schools did the accepting on Sunday, it's new era, and the brass of the New York Yankees teaming together today, which, began early for head coach Kevin Wilson, Fred Glass, and football publicist Jeff Keg as they left on a 6 o'clock flight for the Big Apple. So by day's end, more details on this bowl gathering the day after Christmas. Fred, by the way, announced yesterday that IU will pick up the difference for student tickets if they can get out to the game. So $10 the cost, and as Fred told me Monday, athletic department funds will make up the $45 difference for the full price of the ticket. You know, I can think back to the post-bucket celebration in West Lafayette and Coach Kevin hoping then that wherever the Hoosiers went bowling that it would be against a Power 5 opponent. Well, wish granted in the Duke Blue Devils.
They're always hard because you don't control that, but, you know, sometimes you're playing teams that cosmetically are going to be very, very hard to win. But then when you do, it doesn't look good because everybody assumes you're going to. And there's a lot of teams that quote, are not that Power 5 level that are very, very good playing a winning team. And they've got winning traits. So it's always going to be good competition. But I think for our chance to just have, you know, you're playing a team like Duke that's going to have good selling brands. It's going to draw TVs. It's going to draw recruits. And then you're going to the city. And so a chance to, you know, we're going to stay, I think, about 2 blocks off of Central Park. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And like I said, I'm really excited to play Duke.
And since we are playing 13, one of our reports daily will be oriented towards this December 26 matchup with the ACC Blue Devils, Duke University, Indiana's first bowl in 8 years. Sports Talk tonight, we'll talk about the bowl with Andy Graham of the HT, also some high school basketball, and Ray Luz joins us, catching us up on both men's and women's swimming, along with outstanding freestyler, sophomore Blake Perrone. I'm Joe Smith.